Welcome to the Potty Slam. We are a wrestling historical podcast or sports entertainment historical podcast. Now we're a wrestling historical podcast. So we talk about the locker room and beyond, strange things, funny, clever,
silly,
weird. Silly and weird.
Yeah. Creepy sometimes.
I hope this one is creepy.
I hope it is too.
Are we foreshadowing or did I just read that wrong?
No, you just read that wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for being honest.
Well, since you're already on the mic, Josh, and it is your turn this week. I mean, this past week has flown by so fast.
I know. It felt like
30 minutes.
I know.
Kind of funny how that is sometimes.
Yeah. Fourth wall.
So, hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi. It's me, Josh. And I would just want to ask everybody, how's your summer been? Spring, because it feels like summer, late spring, summer.
Well, by the time this comes out, we're deep into summer.
Feels like, yeah.
My summer has been full of like allergies and pollen. I'm still waiting for that to clear up.
You think it would have by now, but nope.
Well, it's just been.
God, that was me too.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Be careful what you do on air.
No kidding.
Well, lately it's been so damn hot. Like, we've had some, like, high 90s days where we're just sweating bullets.
Those are brutal.
Yeah, they're absolutely horrendous. Now, when it's hot out, what are some of the things that you do?
That I do or that people do?
People in general. What do you think are some of the things they do?
They probably swim.
Stay indoors.
Not a big swimmer.
No.
What about kids?
Sprinklers, run through the sprinklers.
Sprinklers, that's a good one.
Water balloon fights are fun.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we should do that.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
I can't imagine my oldest would be too crazy about it.
No.
No,
he would like hitting people.
Oh, my God.
He would.
The best worst is when you throw a water balloon at like a tiny child. Well, not. It just doesn't break. It just hits him in the face and knocks him right down.
That would be Asher.
Oddly enough, that's one of his favorite things is we have a big white and blue beach ball and you chuck it at his face and it bounces off and he laughs.
Asher does?
Yeah. He thinks it's hysterical.
Oh, man.
He's weird.
He's very weird.
Yeah.
But I would say another big thing for the kids and, you know, even
ice cream.
Adults.
Slushies.
Slip and slides.
Yes. Oh, nothing is better than running, sliding into that where the water and the broken glass and the sticks and twigs all gather. That's fun.
Slip and bleed.
Oh, we had one of those when we were kids. And of course, we had like the worst, bumpiest lawn.
I
know.
I feel like every memory I have. Exactly.
It's like rock.
It's like traveling down a dirt road.
Yep.
Oh, what, you know, since we're talking summer, like, what's your favorite summertime treat? You go to Dairy Queen. Ooh. I think we've probably covered this before.
Let's cover it again. I like talking about treats.
I mean, I'm kind of torn. I love a good chocolate chip ice cream sandwich.
There is a place by my house, this barbecue place, that makes their own.
Oh,
stop.
Cookies are like this big.
Oh.
They get two of those and they put, I'd say, inch and a half of ice cream between the two.
So when are we going
to? Yeah, right. Like Aaron and I can't even polish one off between the two of us.
That's awesome.
But if I don't get that.
Could be that 3 pounds of barbecue we ate too.
Yeah,
that's all right. But good old banana split.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. I like the ice cream candy bars, like the Snickers ice cream bars.
Just bought Aaron an M&M one.
Ooh.
Had little mini M&Ms in it.
That sounds really good.
She said it was really good.
Yeah, I like anything that's got like a hard chocolate shell. I really like drumsticks too.
Yep.
Oh. Those are a
Choco
classic.
Taco.
Oh, yeah.
Now especially when you get to the bottom of the cone, it's like that chocolate's all on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what time does the store close?
Yeah, no
I'm
shit.
Thinking we need some drumsticks.
I think so too.
So our story today,
my favorite, by the way.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry, I'm horrible.
I love a blizzard.
Yeah.
You need Oreo and Kit Kat in it.
Yep.
Maybe Reese's Flurries.
If you can get some cookie dough to go in there too.
Yep. Oh man.
Mm.
We just pause this
discussion. I need to inject myself with some insulin after this.
Yep.
That's all right.
I legitimately might run to the store after this because that sounds really good.
I'm not going to stop you. I know. Just so you know. So our story, I don't have an exact date.
Okay.
I just know that this story takes place between 1997 and 2000.
Okay.
Namely because of two specific individuals, but the third one comes up. And that is, let's see if you're, let's test your knowledge here, Larry, the Flock.
Oh, you got Raven and Sick Boy and Van Hammer and there was like five of them. I can't.
Perry Saturn. And Billy Kidman.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah, I think he was called Sick Boy. Oh, okay. And then they went to. Boy, I think he was the same. Yeah, he would pick himself like he was a heroin addict. I know. WCW was a little weird.
Yep. It was a strange time. Now, this is, of course, it's after ECW, mm-hmm. before WWF.
Yes. So this has got to be before Perry Saturn left.
Yes, this is, like I said, it's between 97 mm-hmm. and 2000. Our main heroes of the story are Perry Saturn and Raven.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So they are in... I'm going to probably have a hard time pronunciating.
Wow, you're going to have a hard time saying pronunciating.
They are in Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee.
Okay. I saw it. I'm like, Kissimmee.
Yeah. I've heard it pronounced Kissimmee.
Yeah. We'll say Kissimmee.
Okay. Kissing me, eh?
In Florida at Universal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because apparently they did a block for recording for WCW. It was about 3 weeks worth of recording. Mm-hmm. Now, Perry Saturn and Raven were at their hotel, and unsurprisingly, they got pretty bored.
I think it's not surprisingly.
Well, between recordings and whatnot, and I mean, I feel like I would get bored if you're just sitting in a hotel.
Well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when you live a high adrenaline lifestyle.
Right.
Like they do.
Exactly. So they wanted to find something fun and exciting to do.
Did they take the little pamphlets from the hotel room that are like mystery spot?
Right.
Or blueberry picking.
Wine tasting.
I don't know. Maybe those were options. But they didn't go with those. Well, instead, this once special evening, they decided to hire two prostitutes.
Okay.
Because that can always lead to some mm-hmm. fun times.
Mm-hmm. That's and what you pay for.
Where are the hookers at?
But they wanted to take this up an ante. Who wants to just have sex with some prostitutes? That's just boring stuff. So they decide because it's probably a super hot day mm-hmm. and they want to have some fun. So they go to the store.
Is that where you get hookers?
Well, I think this is the hooker store. They maybe already had their hookers.
That's the beyond section of Bed Bath.
Right, exactly.
And they decide to buy a slip and slide.
Okay.
And
all right. I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say, my neighbor, when she moved in, just set up a slip and slide and they covered it in baby oil.
That's awesome.
It was fun. Especially when my dog started running into the water and just biting it.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't trust slip and slides. I'm always the guy that tries to do it and I go to jump and I go and then get burns.
You get burns.
This is the opposite.
Like I remember jumping as a kid and then you jump and you just knock the wind out of yourself.
Yep. As you're gliding along going, I'm not having fun.
And then you get up and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Well, because usually at the end, there's like a fun big puddle of like
mud
a pool.
And sticks and rocks.
Mm-hmm. There's so, well,
yeah.
Nowadays.
The good ones now have, yeah, the little pool at the end.
Yeah, or like a little tunnel that you can go through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they bought their slip and slide, and I'm gonna assume that they probably have some drugs in their system. They've probably been drinking mm-hmm. because I think maybe they forgot about the part where you set up your slip and slide outside.
Oh, no.
So, said gentleman, Perry Saturn and Raven set up the slip and slide and in the hallway.
They didn't
not forget. Even in their room.
They set it up in the they hallway of the forget. Hotel. And to get the water, because of course you need water going down the slip and slide. Otherwise you're going to be like Josh. They took apart their sink in their bathroom, in their hotel bathroom, and hooked up their hose. So they now have a slip and slide.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Well, there were no sticks or rocks or fun pools at the
just
end.
Just carpet.
Oh no. There was a tunnel. Because they decided to have the women undress and sit at the end of the slip and slide naked.
That is a good way to get a broken dick.
And spread eagle.
That, oh my God.
This doesn't even seem real to me. There is no way.
Think about where we're at so far.
I find this hard to believe. You got to ease your way in.
You got. Well, hey, there's obviously water, and something's getting loosened up.
Water does the opposite.
I'm going to tell you from experience that is not an efficient way of lubricating anything in the female anatomy.
It washes the lube away, if anything. And if you miss, you're going to break your dong.
Although, I mean, and respect to any hookers that might be listening, I'd have to imagine they're pretty loosey-goosey to begin with.
I don't believe that is a real thing.
Really?
Because it's a muscle?
Fair enough.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I mean, they... If you think about it, vaginas widen to the size of a full-size paper plate when giving birth. So, hey.
But then it goes back down to...
Right.
I'm thinking a lot of bruised taints in this situation.
Definitely.
Now, I want you guys to guess. How do you think our heroes went down the slip and slide?
Feet first.
Dong first. Face first. How do you go dong first? I just realized that's...
You jump and then just hold your legs out.
It'd have to be like a power slide.
Yeah.
On a rock star stage.
Yep. Knees first. Just
it's like Naomi's glow entrance when she slides down on her knees. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, you're both wrong. Because the way that they went about this experiment, and God, I almost wish that there was video footage of this.
Oh, I do wish there was video. I gotta see the logistics of this.
Perry Saturn would go ahead and lay on his back with his feet facing away, so going backwards,
head first backwards
on his back. He would be pushed by Raven. Now, Perry Saturn is naked.
That's already enough for me.
Yep.
With a dildo strapped to his head.
Okay. This is like a really perverted pin the tail on the donkey situation going on here.
He would put a dildo on his head.
New day.
He would be...
That's what those are for.
He was like a unicorn. Now,
lovely.
He would go ahead and put himself in this position where his head is facing towards the women with the dildo on his head, and Raven would push him by the feet. And so
now slightly more believable to me.
Yeah.
So he lays down and Raven goes to push him, gets a running start and starts pushing him, and he lets go, but it's just not enough. He's just not getting that speed that he needs.
Mm-hmm. Here's me. You get a running start, you go to push my feet, and then I pull my feet apart, and then you just face first into my nuts.
Yep.
I feel like I would just crumble.
Yep.
Like, you go to hit my feet, and they would just bend all the way back. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, well, Lord. Perry Saturn, one to not get defeated by this, he has some quick thinking. He is a smart gentleman.
Clearly, with that dildo on his head.
You know what he needs? Rocket propulsion. So, what do you think every hotel has in their hallways just in case of fire?
No.
That's right. They see a fire extinguisher, and Perry Saturn says, all right, I'm going to hold on to this. You're going to push me. And then I am going to, I'm going to use this fire extinguisher to get extra momentum.
Can we get the Mythbusters back together just to sit, so we can bust this myth? I mean, not Adam, the other guy.
Oh, the guy with the glasses.
Then the mustache. Steve?
Yeah. No. The guy that looks like a walrus.
Yes. He could be Perry Saturn.
Yep.
I'm not going to ask where Carrie is in this whole picture.
Yeah, no. We'll leave her out of this. Hashtag me too.
Yep.
Well, hey, guys, there's something you got to remember in this entire scenario.
There's other people in the hotel.
There's other people in the hotel. They're in a hotel and they're spraying water down the slip and slide,
which is probably leaking into people's rooms.
That's exactly what was happening.
Okay. This is happening on your floor. Do you call the front desk?
Security or?
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know. See, here's the thing. I feel like I would stand and watch out of my peephole for like maybe 10 minutes just to see. Because this sounds like
I have to see
a
this.
Sight to behold, right?
Right.
Like, is his aim true or?
Right. Nah.
Well, of course, because
the heat seeking dildo.
it's the mother it's like of all top dildos. Gun.
You got to get the crosses lined up, and then it goes beep, 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 and you're locked in.
Yep.
Unless she fires a flare, then you.
He was aiming for the danger zone.
Oh,
well,
Hershey Highway to the danger zone.
Yep.
Of course, all this water is it's flooding
it's
the floor.
Be going
it's
underneath.
Going underneath.
Yep. It's got to be going down.
Yeah, it's so. Of course, people are calling front desk.
That happened to me in my old apartment. Somebody upstairs had flushed the toilet, and it backed up.
Oh no!
And I had brown water leaking down the walls.
That happened. Fun fact: that happened to us on our honeymoon. Not brown water, but we had a jacuzzi tub, and we filled it too full. And we got a phone call. They're like, "Yeah, there's water in the lobby. Can you not fill it that full?" We were like, "Sorry,
you never told us."
You know, they have like a fill line on that thing or something.
Should I like? I feel like I should be in there when I fill it up.
Yeah.
Maybe
because of that like rule of displacement.
Yeah, I feel like I displace a lot more water than they think.
Then I probably
but then you're kind of cold sitting there.
You are, but you'll warm up.
Yeah,
eventually.
I love jacuzzis.
No,
yeah, the best. So yeah, they did call the front desk and security does come.
Oh, what a sight!
They came up just as Raven is starting to push Perry Saturn, and Perry Saturn shoots the fire extinguisher. Now, we know what fire extinguishers do, right?
Right.
It takes the oxygen out of the air. Mm-hmm. He's spraying it like right at Raven.
Oh, no. Did he pass?
Hey, no. So he can't breathe as he's pushing. Mm-hmm. And here's where the part that kind of sucks. I don't know if he made contact.
That does suck.
I would like to know that part of the story.
Let's all just assume he made contact. Just to make ourselves feel better.
Did he penetrate? Is my question.
I doubt it. That's a small target.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess he could.
Again, bruised taint. Yeah, but he's upside down and backwards.
That's well, she could move. Or they could move. Maybe there's two targets. Very nice. Oh, what? No.
Ooh, my goodness.
Good Lord. So.
Excuse me.
Of course. Of course, security catches us all in the act.
Yeah.
And all of the men of the WCW are kicked out of the hotel.
Oh, all of them.
Everybody's kicked out of the hotel for this incident. Oh,
heat on those guys.
Yeah, big time.
I don't know. I think I'd be pissed at first, but once I heard the story, it'd be like,
I'm pissed.
Now, here's my thing. This is WCW. They were throwing money around.
Yeah, they were.
So I don't think they're staying at like a Holiday Inn. Like, is this like a Marriott or something?
Probably.
So yeah, a nicer place. They're all kicked out. Now, this dildo helmet, it has a name.
Of course it does.
It's called the Rhino.
Oh, Lord.
Of course it is.
Endangered species.
I mean, I still would have called it the unicorn myself.
I agreed.
So now this isn't the only appearance of the Rhino.
Oh, good Lord. This thing is, I hope it was washed in between uses.
Because remember, I did mention Billy Kidman is part of this story.
Oh, boy.
There is another incident in which, and this is definitely theater of the mind and kind of gross.
Sweet.
So Billy Kidman is wearing Rhino, and Raven and Perry Saturn are holding him up in the air, and there is a prostitute bent over a table.
Oh, no.
And they rocked him back and forth, like, you know, like you would like to throw somebody in a pool, except with the Rhino on.
Oh, no.
Apparently, this woman, her experience with this was very pleasurable. But I can't imagine that to be exciting.
I'm not a woman, but
I mean, that's still, I'm going to go ahead and say yet again, that is a very small target and a very large moving object. Like, that feels like there would be a lot of missing and probably an accidental butthole shot and like
Bruce what do you think taint. They're
yeah
what do you think they're yelling Bruce as taint. They do this like heave ho heave ho
because okay
he's like a human dildo battering ram
lifting up
that's the most
let's say Billy Kidman ever. Is 200 pounds,
right?
There's 200 pounds and then there's 200 pounds a person.
Yep.
Totally two different weights.
Yep.
Yeah.
One's, you know, one's doesn't bend and move, the other does.
I would not want 200 pounds of force behind a dildo that's ramming me in the vagina.
They probably had to pay big money.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're gonna do what now? Oof, the excess tax. Carry the one.
Yep.
Got a remainder in there somehow.
With some with a nice
that's
dinner
gonna be in the thousands.
Yeah. Apparently, Raven would carry Rhino with him everywhere.
Of course.
It was always in his bag. Like, he would get, like, airport and whatnot.
Drop my doodle-doo.
Now, back then, I'm sure airport security probably wasn't so much of an issue.
No, not at all.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of interested in, like, the blueprints behind Rhino. Mm-hmm. Is it a baseball helmet?
No, it's a wrestling...
the earpiece?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So it's an amateur wrestling.
They compared it to Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner's amateur wrestling earpiece.
Was it like screwed in? I can't imagine if it was taped on. It would
no,
like
the prostitutes
stay.
Were screwed in.
Yeah, thanks, dear.
God,
you would have to use some pretty heavy duty
duct tape
to get it to stay on.
Yeah. Some serious engineering going on here.
So outside of Rhino, one other little tidbit that involves Barry Saturn, and just a little quick tidbit in his sexual adventures.
No boy.
Apparently,
the least sexual man I can think of.
Ain't that the truth? Apparently, he had a story in which he would take a mop handle.
Moppy.
Yep. He would take Moppy. Put a condom on it because he believed in safe sex.
Nope.
And he would use that on women.
Nope. No.
Apparently,
Negator.
This story, like, people thought it was hilarious. Specifically, one Vince McMahon heard the story about Moppy, thought it was hilarious, and so pulled him into a board meeting for him to recount the stories of Moppy.
A board meeting? You're doing this in front of executives?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that either.
Wow.
So
I guess if it's Vince.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the boss.
Again, speaking as the only woman here, can I just, that Moppy, the idea of Moppy is so cringy to me, because at least with a dildo, A, it's rubbery.
A little squishy, right?
It's squishy. And B, it's a length that cannot injure you.
Right.
With Moppy, like, you can keep on pushing. I'm sorry. The vagina is only so long, and then you're hitting
the cervix, right? Yeah.
And then there is nothing from personal experience.
Right.
Having your cervix knocked on is not a particularly enjoyable experience.
Hey, but at least he had a condom on it.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it prevented splinters.
I don't think a condom would stop splinters.
My vagina is actively cringing right now. I can't. that like that. No, no.
A
no,
lot of those no, to me no. screams didn't happen.
Right. And if it did, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a
fisherman's tale, I think.
Like
maybe Perry Saturn was wearing but there was no slip and slide.
Right.
I guess if they got kicked out.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a slip and slide. I don't know.
This is a story straight from Perry Saturn's lips.
Oh, yeah. He's.
Which, yeah.
Mentally.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Super yeah. mentally stable.
Yeah. But, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, the thought of being pushed.
No.
On a slip and slide.
No.
The dildo strapped to your head.
I mean,
it's so crazy that that's why I'm like, they were on a lot of drugs back then.
That is true. Good Lord. Wow. That is. I don't even know where to go
Thank
from
you.
There.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's a doozy. I feel like I need a shower Be after nice that. To it.
Be nice to your women.
Yes.
Indeed.
Don't use them as a sexual object.
Keep the mops in the mop closet, mm-hmm. please.
Use the mop for what it's used for. Just cleaning clean up the water of the slip and slide.
I will never be able to look at a slip and slide the same way again.
I'll Thanks never be that. Able to look at Perry Saturn.
Yeah, that too.
Or Raven. Or Billy Kidman.
When I saw him recount these tales, there was a little glint in his eye. So...
That's Ugh, just too
probably
weird.
Not that all that got in his eye.
Yeah.
Josh. Hey, if you guys like stories, maybe not like this one.
You know what? I bet you rock stars have stories like this too.
Led Zeppelin sure
oh, yeah.
does.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? Earlier tonight, Josh asked, of course, our dear friend Ryan, if he would like to be in on this episode. Now I understand why. That seems like an episode that Ryan would be interested in.
That's what I thought. But hey, April and I do a music history podcast much like this one. And you can find that. It's called the Off Tempo Podcast. It's on Facebook and Podbean. Mm.
Yes, and of course, if you like the three of us, plus our dear friend Ryan, you can always find us on the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. We talk about creepy cryptids and all kinds of cool conspiracy stories. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic. Thank you. I see, I do sound worse than when we started, I swear. I sound like I'm dying.
You do, you are. catch me on the EFISpodcast.net. Baseball history. Okay, bye.
1, 2, let's get wet. Jump into it again. 3, 4, mop the floor. Oh, lordy, lord, oh, lord. It's a jungle, man, a free fall. It's free for all. 5, 6, grab your friends. 7, 8, I jump right in. Slip and slide, yeah. I'm gonna live my life. Slip and slide, yeah. I'm gonna live my life. Here we go. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna live my life. Hands up, ready, set, shake it up and pour it in. Bang, bang, here we go. Buckle up, let's lose control. It's a jungle, man. Live my life. Here we go.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.